You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bridges, Jabari Smith, Herb Jones, Justin Champagne, and Fred VanVleet are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Tuesday, March 19th. We are talking about FanDuel, and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section, who are your favorite plays? And then, the biggest thing, sign up at Stochastic, links below. Whatever you're looking for in DFS on the NBA side or whichever sport you want to play. Projections, ownership, sims, contest generator, lineup generator, premium Discord, and more. All things, weekly packages, monthly packages. We will cover you for DFS and you'll be pretty happy about it. You just got to sign up using the links in the description of the video. First up at number five, we have Kyle Kuzma. If he plays, small forward, power forward, eligible, 8,300, projected for 40 and a half. The goal is 40 and a half, and he is in the winning lineup 29% of the time. I went 34 minutes, 1.2 fantasy points per minute. Nice spot here against Houston, not the same team that they normally are, with no Alper and Şengün around. 24 points, almost 8 rebounds, 4 assists, just shy of a steal, just shy of a block. As long as Kyle Kuzma can be on the floor, he is a high-level priority for me. PJ Washington in at number four, power forward center eligible, 5,500, projected for 25. The goal is 30, winning lineup 31% of the time. Now he's around a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy, but he's in a massive pace up spot against San Antonio and not a very good Spurs defense either. 12 points, 5.5 boards, 2 assists, and 2 stocks. He doesn't need a ton, but the fact that you can put him into power forward is everything for this spot. You can sneak him into center if you want. I just don't think you want to. Jordan Poole in at number three, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,900, projected for 34. The goal is 35, winning lineup 35% of the time. No Denny, no Tyus, no Koulibaly. Lots of dudes out for Washington, which means more minutes, more shots, more everything for Jordan Poole. 31 minutes, 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 20 points, 5 assists, 3 boards, stock and a half. Same matchup that we talked about for Kuzma. This is just coming down to the fact that they don't have a lot of real NBA players left, particularly ones that can even approximate creating their own shot. That's why Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole look as good as they do today. My boy Dylan Brooks in at number two. It is disgusting, but he's shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,800, projected for 25. The goal's just 28. He's in the winning lineup 44% of the time. They gained 4 possessions by facing Washington. Massive. The Wizards are the 30th ranked defense, and that's before we factor in all of the random dudes that are going to play today. I went 30 minutes, 0.8 fantasy points per minute, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, but you're crossing all of shooting guard and small forward. That flexibility on a 5-game slate is very important. But my number one play for today is easy. It's Jalen Green. First and foremost, 30th ranked Wizards defense, number one team in pace. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,900, projected for 43. The goal is 39, and he's in the winning lineup 50% of the time. I went 35 minutes, 1.2 fantasy points per minute, because with no Şengün, it's a massive usage bump and a massive assist rate bump. 27 real points on 32% usage, 7 boards, 4 assists, and a stock. He should nuke this Washington Wizards team. There's not a single play on this slate that I like more than Jalen Green. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, March 19th. DraftKings version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.